Hello.
Hello, how are you feeling?
Oh, I think I might be coming down with something. Just letting you know early. Probably won't be in tomorrow.
Oh, that old chestnut.
So it's a bit of a Thursday vibe for me today.
We're on to you, Harry. Oh. Taking a long weekend, just already decided.
Why not? No, I'll be in tomorrow, obviously. How are you feeling? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like that video I just sent you on WhatsApp?
I haven't looked at it. I've been working.
Oh. Oh, sorry. Don't want to disturb the precious genius at work. What have you been working on?
Oh, this and that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just conspiring different pranks on you.
Yeah. That's coming up. I don't really want to even play that, to be honest.
Why not?
Well, first of all, there was a lot of swearing in the recording. You guys recorded me in the studio here after you played a prank on me.
It's so funny when you actually record us behind the scenes and the words that come out of our mouth are very different to the ones that come out on the air.
What about when you listen back to it, you go, whoa.
Yeah.
Like filthy.
Rough.
Horrible. Like our mothers need to wash our mouths out with soap. It's horrible.
Well, we learned it from someone.
Yeah, that's a good point. massive show, obviously. We want to get you in the final, put you on the wheel that we're going to spin to get you to go to London and see Bruno Mars. That's massive.
It's going to be so good. We'll tell you how you can win a bit later on.
Coming up, though, we're going to go to China next. News stories come out that's actually mortifying. A child has done something. Mortifying, I think, especially for mothers.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to cringe later.
Yeah, we're going to go there next. Stand by. Need to know. So every parent, especially mother's worst nightmare is when your toddler or your kid starts... kids do this. They start putting things in their mouth.
Yes.
And then, worryingly, they can swallow them as well.
Mm-hmm.
A toddler in China overnight has swallowed her mother's diamond ring.
Wow.
Yeah.
Expensive taste.
She, Yeah.
Usually you pick up toys and stuff.
Yeah, I used to... Yeah, well, I'll get to that in a moment. But the two-year-old swallowed the ring by accident. The doctors got it out. It was all fine, whatever.
Mm.
She was rushed to the hospital. But it was pretty expensive diamond ring.
It would be so terrifying for the mother.
Yeah, so like it's almost like a double whammy for the mum. It's like, oh, my goodness, my child has swallowed something. You've got to take it to the hospital. Also, it's my diamond ring. It's super valuable.
This is currently the most valuable thing in the world to me.
I used to do this a lot as a kid. I don't remember it. It was obviously explained to me by my parents later on in life. But I used to swallow all sorts of things. Do you remember micro machines?
Yes.
Those little, they were like Hot Wheels cars, but smaller.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, those
How
all the time.
How old were you?
Oh, I probably six.
Jeez.
Like, for a while I did it. And then I think my mum and dad only realised it was a problem that I kept eating and swallowing things when I started to eat dog food.
You ate dog food?
And the dog.
Oh, that's so gross.
The dog got territorial and bit me on the face. And they were like, okay, we've got to do something about this kid. We should maybe just feed him. You'd think that'd be the first thought. Like, if I'm going and eating dog food, there's obviously an issue.
That is so scary.
Yeah, but kids do it, and it's terrible. Like, even if you're babysitting. I remember I was babysitting my nephew and niece once, and I was like, remove everything small from the house.
Oh, I'm going to be so stressed if I ever become a mother.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to be so worried all the time, especially micro machines. Those things are... They're tiny, but they're enough to block.
Yeah. I don't think they've got them anymore for that very reason.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were the reason. You were the sign.
There was a case in the early 90s in Australia. Harry kept eating them.
Every micro machine employee is just like, I hate that Harry. He's put me out of work.
Their family's on the street. I'm so sorry, micro machines. LLC. You guys came across a story on your desks about some of the weird things that are left in taxis and Ubers, particularly here in the UAE.
Yes, some of these are so Dubai as well, but yeah, this is all around Dubai Uber.
Right.
These are kind of common things that are left in the back of them.
Okay.
You know, you just jump out and you just like want to get home or whatever.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. And you leave things behind. Would you like to know some of them?
Yeah, I do have some of the list here, but you've got some stuff there as well.
Mm-hmm.
These are on the weekend, I imagine, these are left. Yeah.
Just so random. These are some of the random things, okay? So one is a rhinestone mask.
I don't even know what that is.
That's like just like a complete mask, but just sparkly, like diamond, like fake diamonds.
I thought they were like 50 Shades. I didn't know you could get those here.
Well, it's not, I don't know, maybe it is. I don't know what your style is. shisha. Someone's left shisha in the back of an Uber?
I didn't know we could get shisha in Ubers. What is it? They've got the guy there as well, just doing the coals and everything?
It's like you can get a bottle of water, there's a box of tissues, and then there's a huge shisha.
That's a typical Dubai thing, if it was true.
gold grills with diamonds. Mm-hmm. Oh, Madonna must have been in the back of that Uber.
Right, okay. Yeah. She has that stuff. Divorce papers have been found in Ubers as well. Wow. Letters from people's partners who are in jail. Two packets of Dead Sea salt mud.
This one breaks my heart.
Yeah.
A 1.3 carat round diamond.
Oh, I don't know if that got back to its owner.
Oh, could you imagine?
Yeah.
Imagine just going down to Golden Diamond Park, jumping in the Uber to come home, jumping out of the Uber with complete excitement because you're going to propose or whatever.
Yeah.
You leave the diamond in the Uber.
Can I be honest with you? I can actually add to this list. Like, I'm pretty absent-minded at the best of times.
Yeah.
Before Kiwi Jamie and I were living together, he's my friend, Kiwi Jamie, your partner as well now, he was living in the marina and I was living in Business Bay, and he lent me his electric guitar. He had an electric guitar and an amplifier and a bunch of cables and leads. I went around to pick it up, got a cab home, got out of the cab, went upstairs to my apartment in Business Bay and realized that the guitar and amplifier and leads were in the back of the cab.
What?
I left an entire guitar in a cab.
In the back of the cab. Oh my gosh.
Now, I can say that it was recovered, totally fine.
How long did it take?
Oh, it was only like 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah, I'd called the RTA and then they found the cab
and
the guy just drove back around.
Oh my gosh. But that's the worst. Isn't it the worst feeling ever? It's that sinking, your ears start burning, you start freaking out feeling, you're like, oh.
I know people, I've had ex-girlfriends who have gone to the supermarket, done all their grocery shopping, got out of the cab and left all the grocery shopping in the boot of the car.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Sometimes
like perishables too.
Your mind's just not there sometimes. Nah. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, sometimes, especially at 4 o'clock on a Friday, it cannot be there.
4009, what have you left in the back of a cab? I know we're asking the big questions this morning.
Yeah. It's super broad, but, we want to know.
Can you add to that list?
I mean, electric guitar, amplifier and cables is pretty good. That's a pretty good effort, Harry.
Also, it's pretty absent-minded, too. I don't know if anyone can be that absent-minded. But an article that went around this morning as well of some of the strange, weird things left in Ubers and taxis in the UAE. Some of them, like, full diamonds, shisha, divorce papers.
Shisha is a weird one.
Diamonds, shisha, divorce papers. That definitely is Dubai.
They're your three things.
Getting a bunch of texts from 4009. What did you leave in the back of a cab? I left a guitar once.
I can't believe that. Yeah. And an amp and the cable.
Ex-girlfriends have gone shopping to the supermarket, left all of the grocery shopping in the back of the cab.
Peter from JLT said that he left his golf bag in the taxi with 5,000 dirhams inside the golf bag as well. He didn't even tell us if it's like, there's no closure to this story. He just said that that's what he lost.
That's what is the $5,000 for the golf lessons?
Like, yeah. And it's like, did you get it back? Like, I just feel so.
Maybe Peter's left his phone in the back of a cab now.
Peter, are you okay?
Rach on the Greens, from the Greens, joins us as well. Morning, Rach.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Excellent. Rach, what did you leave in a taxi?
So I once left a pair of really expensive heels in the back of a cab after a massive night out, and I was so devastated, but the taxi driver drove back and actually gave my shoes to the security guard, and I got to pick them up in the morning.
Oh, some closure to the story.
Oh, the best feeling ever. You wake up in your apartment, you're like, oh, where are my heels? Why are my feet so dirty? And then you walk down and their shoes are there. That is called fate, Rach.
Yeah, perfect. thanks, Rach. Just don't leave anything more in a cab. I don't know, because girls, if I left a pair of shoes in a cab, my shoes would smell worse than a cab.
Yeah.
Is that the same for girls?
No, heels are all airy and fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just wondering why the cab drivers went around the block.
I know.
What's that smell? Oh, it's the shoes.
No, he would have been like, oh my gosh, those Manolos, they need to get back to their owner for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure he thought that.
Pricey scandal. Calvin Harris spotted in Cabo San Lucas with his on, off, and apparently now totally back on again ex-girlfriend. It's not Taylor Swift. It's Arika Wolf. Are you on Google Images?
I just want to see how hot she is.
You're straight onto Google Images.
Well, I don't know who you're talking about. Arika Wolf?
Arika Wolf.
I'm not even going to try to spell Arika.
A-R-I-K-A.
Oh, well, whoever she is, no doubt she's a hottie, and you'd probably go back there.
She is a hottie.
Calvin.
She's an incredibly gorgeous bikini model, and he actually dated her for nearly a year before he left her for Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Why would you go back?
Well.
No, not him, her.
I know. But she did. I'd be pretty upset about that. If someone dumped me for Taylor Swift and then called me up afterwards, I'd be like, What? Don't tell their boyfriend.
Like, you're putting yourself in a situation like it could happen, like Calvin will give you a call. And the reason is because Calvin once tweeted Pricey.
He most certainly did.
And she's like, oh my goodness, Calvin.
I opened up my Twitter and I was like, why are these people retweeting me and liking me and whatever?
Yeah.
And then I realized it's because old mate Calvin Harris decided to tweet me.
She even messaged a group chat here at Dubai 92 as well. I don't need you guys anymore. I'm moving to Mexico with the B with Calvin.
See you later, Margaret.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Calvin Harris is back with his ex, which is nice. Good on him. He's happy.
Yeah, good on him.
Rihanna, she's adding to her Fenty Beauty empire. Now we can get skin shining bright like diamonds because she's made this like shimmery body cream that you can get. It's called Body Lava. The advertising is a little bit weird. It's all over her Instagram and looks like Rihanna's turning into a bit of a beauty blogger.
Okay.
Because she's doing it to herself under those dodgy lights that beauty bloggers use, you know, those lights and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's just a little bit of a strange thing for Rihanna to do because she's like a worldwide pop sensation with a lot of money.
Oh, well.
And a great marketing team, and she's there doing...
Just doing makeup tutorials.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's a tutorial on how to use it.
Well, that's what they're all doing now. You can't go on the internet now without seeing a makeup tutorial.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You mustn't come off and have a smoky eye without even realising.
Oh, exactly. Skip the ad and half my face is done. By the way, I look beautiful, but...
I can just imagine. Yeah. And finally, Mel B and Stephen Belafonte, they are still going through all of this horrible divorce. I mean, that's settled, but now they're going through visitation rights of their children. Now, Mel B has a 10-year-old daughter. Her name is Angel. Angel's father is actually Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
But Stephen Belafonte is saying, I've known this girl since she was born and I want to be part of her life, so I want visitation rights. Anyway, this handwritten letter has been posted on Twitter from Angel saying, I'm very frightened of Stephen. When he's mad, it's terrifying. I never want to see him ever again. It'll be like reliving a horrible part of my life. It's a three-page handwritten letter that Mel B's mother has posted on Twitter about this whole situation.
And how old's the kid?
She's 10. It's all so public.
Yeah, it's too public.
Yeah, like take it offline. And just a lot of the words written in the letter are just so mature.
Really?
Yeah, it's really quite sad. So, that's just going to be ongoing. There's just more and more drama that comes from that couple.
Thing. Yeah, we always say this as well. Like we talk about Hollywood divorces and all that kind of stuff all the time. But when there's kids involved,
it's not good.
When you report on it as well, it's a mess.
It's so awkward. More scandal in 1 hour. Harry's off to go on Google image Erica Wolf.
You have aged tragically.
What's she drilling on about?
No, it's just clearing a blockage or something.
It's tea time, darling.
Our favourite segment on the show here. How lovely. That's a first that our producer Layla hasn't poured boiling water all over herself as well.
I know, I'm so stressed.
Producer Layla, that was an excellent pour.
Yeah,
thank you.
There you go. Usually you're a klutz, but you've done well.
Well, yes.
If you have just joined us, this is Royal Tea Time. This is where we love to chat about the royals anyway, but we thought, why don't we do it? Why sipping some lovely tea while doing so?
Oh, it's really hot.
What's the tea today?
Classic Earl Grey.
Yep. It's a favourite.
Yeah.
Really?
It's an HP favourite.
Oh, speak for yourself. I prefer the Lady Grey, if I'm honest. Okay. Earl, I'm not a fan of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All about the Earl.
You're all about the ladies.
Did I am.
All right, Barry White.
Especially Grey. Did I? Love a lady. Sexy. Anyway, this is, come on. That's uncouth, actually, especially when we're doing royal tea time. It's not how we behave in the gardens of Buckingham Palace.
We need to posh it up.
Thank you. Producer Layla gives us the update because she's got a British accent.
Yes, so the royal wedding is 52 days away and Harry and Meghan are gearing up. So their workout routines have been revealed. Now, Harry's already pretty in shape because, you know, he's worked in the army and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's just kind of smashing it at the gym. He's there 5 days a week and he's got a personal trainer. So, you know
My
what?
Goodness.
He better be shredded for this wedding.
But he's not walking
down
when
he takes his top off.
Yeah, he's not walking down the aisle. With
and he's like, I have arrived.
He has to wear those big jacket with all those medals and stuff on it, doesn't he?
Yeah, so he has to wear his usual uniform, but, you know, he's got to look trim.
Yeah, I guess so. But
this is the royal wedding. It's not Magic Mike. Get your mind out of the gutter. Just going to the gym for health.
Meghan Markle's tiny, so she wouldn't have to do
too much. She's not doing much either. So her mum's actually a yoga instructor, so she's just focusing on doing a lot of yoga.
So a bit of mind exercises rather than the body.
I reckon you'd need kind of meditation organising a royal wedding.
Oh,
I doubt she'd be doing any work.
Yeah.
Be all to the people that... The butlers.
The butlers?
No. You don't even know how the royal family works?
Butlers do not organise a wedding, Harry.
How do you know?
I just do.
Let me tell you that she's not lifting a finger. She's a princess. Or soon to be.
She is.
Yeah, exactly.
She is lifting a finger. She'll be picking the wedding cake as she has.
Oh, yeah.
Lemon and elderflower.
Did anyone get in touch with us about the wedding cake, by the way? Did we order one? We're going to do a taste test.
No, we haven't ordered one yet.
Oh, okay.
If anyone has a lemon and elderflower cake, we'd love to taste it.
Oh, well, just be very careful about accepting cake sent to the station.
Why?
Oh.
Why? What happened?
No, we've had some bad instances.
Really?
Before. Yeah.
I there?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, yeah. You have to tell it now.
Oh, well, just people send food sometimes. Like, yeah. It's a rule that you don't eat food that's sent to the radio station.
Oh, I do all the time.
Oh.
That's probably why I have terrible stomach.
Are you joking?
Explains a lot.
I know this is just off on a moment, but you shouldn't do that.
Why?
Someone sent a cake to a radio station I worked at, and they had beard shavings in it.
Oh, that's gross. I think Ed Sheeran had that happen to him as well.
Exactly. That's what weirdos do.
Oh.
Yeah.
No wonder my stomach's ruined.
Anyway, I don't think there'll be beard shavings in the royal cake.
Back to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Mm. Okay, so the workout plan is 5 days a week. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Okay. How long to the royal wedding again, producer?
52 days.
52 days.
There's just so much to do. I haven't got my dress. I haven't got my fascinator. What am I going to do?
All right.
We're going to the wedding, right?
Not your wedding, Princess Pricey.
Pricey scandal. Orlando Bloom has flown all the way to Tokyo to watch Katy Perry kick off the Asian leg of her tour. These guys, I think, are back together. So Orlando was photographed during the day and then front row at Katy's concert. No one's really confirmed whether they're back together or not, but Orlando's like riding in Katy's private plane. He's front row at her concerts. I mean, what does that indicate to you?
Well, I don't know. See, I thought that he was chasing her.
Well, yeah, literally chasing
her. Oh, right, okay,
because obviously he's riding in her private plane with her as well. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of obvious.
But can I state this? Orlando Bloom is kind of, like, washed up now.
I know
that sounds silly.
Well, I think that's why he's trying to, like, really make this work, because he just knows that that was a good thing for him.
Totally, because I guarantee you, Orlando Bloom doesn't have his own private jet. That is only Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, yeah, she's killing it. She's doing so much, and she's on American Idol as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's just doing a great job. Love it a bit.
Yeah, we love Katy Perry. You're not a huge fan of Orlando Bloom.
Well, yeah, that's because you met him and he wasn't very nice to you.
No, he was just a bit creepy. thank you for the scandal, Pricey. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. We will be back tomorrow.
Yeah, we're spinning that big old wheel in the studio, hopefully sending you and a friend off to London to see Bruno Mars with Virgin Atlantic.
Going to be huge. Also, we've actually got a surprise in store for you as well, Pricey.
For me?
Yes, we do.
What is it?
We have a surprise guest coming on tomorrow.
What?
We will give you clues on Instagram. So if you jump on to our socials, at Dubai92, you can maybe guess who's coming on. But... let's just say it's someone from your favourite movie of all time.
Hook.
I'm not going to say any more.
Well, that's my favourite movie of all time.
Well, I guess you kind of worked it out.
So amazing.
They'll be joining us on the show tomorrow.
Wait, in the studio, do I have to get ready?
No, you don't have to get ready. Don't worry about it.
Okay,
I love that that's your first thought. Do I have to put my face on?
Do I need to wash my hair, off?
Do not miss tomorrow's show. It is going to be a big one, and it's Thursday as well. If you missed anything from today, grab the podcast.
Yep, Catboy from Dubai 92 Mornings. He's up next for you.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.